Hi guys, what's up? It's been a week, obviously. That's why I'm on your earbuds right now. So anyways, as you can see by the title, I'm going to talk about long distance dating. Because it's something near and dear to my heart. Because I recently started liking somebody, and I feel like, not recently, but I'm just saying that I do like people that are like not near me. And you know, I try to like bend in my brain how obvious it can be to like somebody, but I know that there's certain situations where, you know, people make it work. In my opinion, the only way it's going to make it work is if you communicate with that person all the time. And if you don't, you better have a good reason as to why you're not communicating with them. And I know myself, and I know that I'm triggered when the person I like doesn't text me back. And I think that's always going to be a thing, no matter what. You could be somebody in person, and I would still be pissed off if you didn't text me back. And I feel like if you want to get to know me, I know that I talk about things very freely on my podcast, and people are like, I know you so well because of your podcast, but I don't know those things from you, from yourself. So I would highly suggest not listening to this if you were trying to get to know me as a person, if you know me in real life. But if you do not know me and you do not want to get to know me like that, especially romantically, then let me just give you a synopsis, a story of how I feel about long distance dating. Long distance dating is only going to work if both of you put work into it. If one person, and it's usually, I'm gonna say me, puts in the work into liking somebody, or this person will show so much interest and consistently want text you, call you, do everything under the sun, and then one day they drop off the face of the earth. And let me tell you how annoying that is and how bothersome that is to me, because it clearly means that your attention can be taken away so quickly, and you clearly don't like me enough, which is fine. It's just, I would like to be told that. I feel like any person, even if it was in person, would like to be told, hey, I'm just not feeling you anymore. It'd be cool if we just didn't talk anymore, like, it's chill, you know? But no, they don't do that. People don't do that. Instead, they just ghost you. And it's not even just, sometimes it's sudden and sometimes it's gradually, they just stop talking to you. And to me, it's so frustrating because I'm like, clearly, you don't care about me, but you acted so hardcore at the very beginning and now you're like nothing to me. So I just give up the energy you're giving me. But I'm still very cordial, I feel like. I'm still very nice. And I feel like people that have me in their life are very fucking blessed. And if you don't want me to be in your life, then that's fine. I will leave gracefully and quietly. That's what I saw recently. If you do not want me in your life, I will leave. And you will not need to know it. You will literally, you won't even remember me. It won't even matter because you clearly didn't care for me in the beginning, you know, like at the get-go. So, like the other day, I'm not gonna say anything, but I wanted this person's help. And then when I thought about it, I was like, why the fuck am I asking you for help? You never go out of your way for me. I had to ask you to do stuff for me, like common sense stuff. Why would I ask you out of all people to help me when I know that you can't? You know? So, anyways, being long distance is hard because I feel like now as a person, I'm not as I don't care. Whatever you do, you do. You know, life is short. You can do whatever you want. Blah, 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 blah. But if you want to be with me and you fuck with me for real and you want to be in my life, then make sure that I know it. Because if I don't know it, then it just doesn't matter to me. Like, I will literally drop you off. I will cut you off. I will not talk to you ever again. It's just no point. Like, there is no point. Life is too short to waste time on people that don't care about you. And the more I stress this for myself, the more I'm stressing it for you people. And by you people, I mean my lovies. You cuties. You listening. I love you. I'm very happy that you exist. But I am warning you that if you invest your time into somebody that just doesn't care about you, it's not wasted time per se, but think about all of the ways that you can love somebody that is right for you. And you're using all of the ways that you love this person who isn't right for you, who doesn't appreciate you, who doesn't care about you. It's just like a little wake-up call for both of us, okay? Because I feel like I recently was in fucking obsession mode with somebody. Like, they were obsessed with me, and I was like, you can't be obsessed with me already. Like, that's not real. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And then it just stopped. And I was like, okay, I know that I didn't do anything wrong. Clearly, it has nothing to do with me, because usually that's the case. If somebody pulls away, it has everything to do with them and it has nothing to do with you. So, I know that yesterday, the moon was in Leo. I had the fucking worst day ever possible. Let me tell you, it was so fucking bad. And I wanted to talk to one person all day. That person didn't call me. They didn't call me. I didn't call them. And you know what? I was like, it's fine. It's gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine. Like, the more that I think about it, like, every single thing, like, I wanted to do something with somebody, didn't make it happen. I went to the gym and I started crying. That's how terrible a day it was. It was probably one of the worst days of the year so far. And Leo was in full effect. The full moon was in full effect. And they said, today's the luckiest day. Bullshit! The luckiest day, okay? Life is so short. And I believe in spiritual, and I'm manifesting, and I manifest beautiful things for every person in my life, regardless of what interaction we had. I literally had to explain to somebody what a relationship was because they had no idea what the concept of a relationship is. Every person you have an interaction with, every connection you have is a relationship, regardless of it's romantic or platonic. So, let's get that stressed out first. So, when I talk about long-distance relationships, if you are going to have a long distance relationship with somebody, they better fly out to see you, and you better fly out to see them, and you guys better plan things together, because I don't give a fuck if the guy, it's usually a guy, no offense, because that's my experience, and I'm giving you my experience because that's what I know, they won't plan shit. They're not going to plan anything. And it's because they never like me enough. And it's not even that they never like me. They like me, but they don't care. So, like, I need, you know, like, it doesn't matter. So, if you go out, do stuff by yourself. Just, or if it's a girl, it could be a fucking girl. Sometimes it's a girl and they don't know what the fuck they're doing either. They have no plan, nothing. And I'm like, it just behooves me that even in person, like, people that you know in person can't plan things with you. Those people just don't deserve your time. I'm gonna be completely honest. You can be spontaneous. Yes, that's great to be spontaneous. But if they can't plan things with you, just stop talking to them. Like, there's no point in being friends. There's no point in any friendship. Like, they clearly have no idea what they want to do in their life, and they fucking don't give a fuck about your time. So, anywho, and I know I sound super mad and angry, but I'm not mad. I'm just telling you that from my experience, like, I feel like it's just a warning. It's just a PSA, a public service announcement. If you get into a, if you like somebody, please know that if you actually like them, you are going to spend time talking to them. You are going to text them back. I hate that shit. I will always hate it. If you do not text me back within a reasonable amount of time, I will literally fucking want to block you. Like, I will not want to talk to you again, ever again. Like, I just don't. Like, I don't. And, you know, I get people being busy, but people have pinned. Like, you have an iPhone, you have an Android, you have people pinned on your phone that you answer right away. I get that you might have your fucking family on there, you might have your best friends. The person you're talking to, a person you care about, you're not gonna leave them on read for fucking years. You're not gonna you're not gonna go the entire day without talking to this person that you like so much. You're just not going to. And if you do, you don't like them enough. Because there's just no way. Like, there isn't. And this is like psychology. You think about a person all the time if they consistently like are in your life. And once they stop doing that, it's like shit. It's like annoying. It makes me pissed off. Like, I was like, I didn't even know you. Like, bro. Like, and now you're all I think about. And now you fucking bother me. Like, now you don't text me. Now you don't, like, call me. Now you don't do this. And I'm not saying that I'm crazy, but I'm crazy about that. Like, I will always be insanely annoyed by that. I would go on trips and I had an ex-boyfriend that wouldn't fucking text me. And I was on a trip. You wouldn't text me while I was on a fucking trip. Like, I'm on a trip, bro. You're not gonna call me. You're not gonna text me. You're not gonna see how I'm doing. Like, fuck you. It was always me having to reach out. And I'm not about that. Like, this year, I'm not about that. Like, you deserve so much better. I know this is going off topic of long distance relationships, but basically that's the same thing. You go on a trip somewhere and your significant other isn't texting you, isn't calling you. I had a boyfriend that called me as soon as I landed where I was going. Knew exactly where I was. Okay, called me, made sure I was safe. This motherfucker beforehand? No. I don't give a fuck. I can't help you. I'm working. I got lost in a city. Didn't fucking help me. Couldn't help me. Was like, okay, whatever. Okay, cool. And I get it. I get that I'm an adult. I get it. But you're my significant other. You're my boyfriend. You're supposed to help me. Even if I'm in a fucking different country. Like, insane shit, bro. And that's the type of shit that I dealt with. And I don't deserve that. And neither do you. If you're with somebody that loves you and cares about you, they're gonna go to the ends of the fucking world for you. I hate to say it, but it's so true. They're gonna do whatever they can to make you happy because they love you. You're subservient to them, and as well as I am subservient to the person I love. That's how that works. So when it's not reciprocated, because I know how annoying it is when stuff is not reciprocated. It pisses you off. It makes you aggravated. It makes you mad. It makes you stressed out. You get anxiety. No. I don't have that shit because I'm not with anybody. And it makes me never want to be with anybody because people are so fucking entitled and act like so... Ugh. And I'm not saying that love is so beautiful. Love is great. And you can find love with your friends platonically. And you can find love that's romantic and not like so serious. And I get it. But you deserve the serious. You deserve the person to open a door for you. You deserve the person to take you out just cause. Flowers, just cause. You deserve somebody to come in and like, when you're depressed, clean your room. Clean your apartment. Someone that like gets your favorite chocolates just because they love you. Someone who makes you pasta and brings wine when you say you want to taste wine. It's just, there are things in this world that I feel like, even if you're long distance, you can do. FaceTime them. There was this time where this person FaceTimed me 3 times in a day, and it made my whole day, and I couldn't stop smiling. And every time I spoke to them, I couldn't stop smiling. And I was like, man, I really, really like this person. I wonder what's gonna happen in person. I would love to meet them. And it wasn't the same. You know, sometimes it's not the same. Sometimes you meet somebody and it's not the same. But I think at the very end of like meeting them, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna miss you so much. And I like care about you so much. And it's so hard to not think about you, even though like I need to stop thinking about you, because you're not mine. You know, you're your own person. We're not together, you know. And I feel like that with a lot of people. Sometimes I feel like that with like friends, and I'll be like, man, I love them so much, and I wish that they are mine, you know, in a sense. They're my friend, they're my person, they're one of my people. But it's like, to have a person that like dedicates their life to loving you and caring about you is something so rare. And it's insane. It's insane because I had this conversation with this fucktard, and I'm not saying they're a fucktard, but I am. And they explained how there's so many options in the world. And I said, there isn't though. There isn't. Because I know I like talking about relationships, but there isn't. There aren't just one type. There isn't. It's rare for you to find somebody that makes you feel a type of way. So if you find that person that makes you feel that type of way, you should probably keep talking to them. You should probably continuously make an effort to keep talking to that person, because clearly you love them in a way that you've never loved anybody else. I'm just saying. So regardless if it's long distance, because I know people make it work long distance, it's just so difficult for me to think about, because I will think about that person all the time and they don't think about me as much as I think about them. And it's always like that. It's always like I'll like somebody and then I'm like, I shouldn't like this person, because why put myself through this? So then I lose interest because there's no point. Why should I like somebody that clearly does not care about me in the way that they say? Like, I had a dude once who was like so cute to me, super adorable. Like, we were together a lot, we hung out a lot, and they were so cute and so kind to me, and like then they ghosted me. You know, that's how that works. I was like, okay. It had nothing to do with me, obviously. It had everything to do with them. But I was like, why? What made you feel the need to do that to me? Why did you have to hurt me? You know, like, I sometimes, and it's only because it has everything to do with the satisfaction of being able to get somebody to like you and not needing to like them. And it makes me so upset, but it's also like, I understand you clearly have problems with your life, clearly have problems with yourself, within yourself, that you haven't healed from. But instead of just healing and doing your thing by yourself, you want to come into my life and hurt me and fuck it up. You know, that's basically what it is. And so many people do this. Like, women do this, guys do this, trans people do this, fucking gay people, lesbians. It doesn't even fucking matter what sexuality you are, you do it. And we do, it's subconscious we do this. Like, dude I talked to, and they wanted to see me, and I was like, yeah, we can see each other. And it's not like I don't think that they're fucking hot. I do. I think they're beautiful. But that doesn't mean anything. Like, they're a shitty person. Like, and it's not like I would be like, they're a shitty person in relationships that are romantic. So I was like, I would never be with you, because how could I be with somebody that did this? Like, I will never, and it sounds so bad. It's not even that it's not that bad, but it is. When you think about it, people say, there's a saying, once a cheater is always a cheater. Because how do you accidentally cheat? You know, how do you accidentally cheat? First, there's a lot of things that I feel like couples and relationships don't talk about, and there are boundaries that need to be set that aren't ever really set. Like, maybe the boundary is set when I told this person that I didn't like be slapped in the face while having sex, and I told them a couple times and they continuously did it. The last time I ever had sex with that person, I felt like an object, and I was like, this is never gonna happen again. I can't do this with you. I don't like you. I fucking despise you now, and I clearly can't be in the same room with you. I can't do it. Like, and I think about our body, like, rejecting people, and my body definitely rejected that person, and it has. So it rejects, like, you just start seeing flags in people, and you're just like, I don't fuck with this. I don't. Like, how busy could you be that you can't answer my texts? How busy could you be that you can't return my phone call? How busy could you be that you can't think of me throughout the day and like text me or like say hello or go out of your way to like bring me something? Like, how? Because I do this. So the reason why I know that if you want to be in a relationship, be in a relationship with yourself. And I know that there's a podcast called Date Yourself Instead, and I highly suggest dating yourself instead, because I would rather be alone than with somebody that makes me feel alone. If that makes sense. Like, I could go on FaceTime calls, and I could go on dates with people, and I could get to know people. But at the end of the day, like, if the end game is not being together forever, why am I talking to you? What is the point? You don't care about me. You know, like, and I'm not saying that strangers can't become just friends and blah, blah, blah. And they can. And that's great. And I love that for you. But life is too short not to want to spend your entire life with somebody else. Not to, like, it's so rare to do that. And it's so rare for, like, people our age group, I feel like, to do that. Because people are more likely not to get married nowadays. People are more likely to get a divorce. People are more likely to not have kids now. Because, first of all, it's expensive, right? And second of all, because people think there's so many options in the fucking world, and there isn't. And third of all, is because of this entire, like, mindset that, like, oh, if this doesn't work out, I always have another person. Like, I can just stop talking to them because things like that happen and I don't need to worry about it. The reason why people end up together and they stay a long time together, and longevity doesn't really fucking matter, but it's because they work things out and they're subservient to each other. They work things out. When things are a problem, they talk about it. People have boundaries. They have boundaries for each other. These are things that, as in a long-distance relationship, I gotta trust you. And I gotta trust you with my whole heart. I gotta trust you're not cheating on me. I gotta trust that you care about me in the ways that you do. I gotta trust you're gonna text me back, call me. You know, I gotta trust that what you say is real. And if it's not real, then there's no point. What are we doing? Why are we wasting our time? You know? That's just my outlook on it. And I'm so sorry. It's basically a rant, guys. But I hope that you guys had a beautiful week this week. And I hope that you smiled a lot and you had lots of love. Today, I'm going to hip hop club. So I'm super excited about that because I love hip hop. Obviously, love rap. Love R&B. So hopefully that's all intertwined with that. It'd be really cool. But life is way too short for you to be in a relationship or talk to somebody that doesn't give a fuck about you. Or if they started showing interest in you and then stopped, just give them the same energy. That's how life is. That's how life works. If they, like, stop prioritizing you, there's a fucking reason. And it has nothing to do with you. Anywho, another thing that I think if you're long distance dating, the hardest thing is probably, like, sex. How are you gonna have sex with somebody over the phone all the time? You can. Yeah, it's hot. They have to have a hot voice. If I don't even like the way your voice sounds, I won't even like you. But that's just me. Obviously, there's FaceTime, there's phone sex like that, there's toys that you can use. There's so many things that you can do when you're long distance as well. Like, I like the panties idea. That's probably my favorite that I've never done, but it would be super cool if the person, like, your significant other was in a different state. They have the remote control for these panties that they gave to you, and they're vibrating panties, and you had them out. And that, definitely a fantasy, and definitely something I wish would happen soon. You know, somebody, like, coming to see you, wanting to see you, wanting to hang out with you, wanting to be with you, that shit's so cute. And not just for, like, one night, but for, like, a long time. That'd be cool. But that is just my stance on it. That's my take. You know, I feel like I'm very, like, super a little dark on this because I know that it's difficult. My first ever relationship that was unofficial was long distance, and this person made me feel so bad about myself. And they were Filipino. It really be like that, I'm telling you. They didn't talk about me to anybody. Nobody knew that I existed. That shit always annoys me. Like, if nobody knows I exist, clearly you don't fucking like me enough. Because if you like somebody, you're gonna talk about them. My ex didn't do that. He didn't talk about me at all. And we all had the same friends, so that didn't matter. But, like, when I wasn't there, he didn't talk about me, so fuck him. Anyways, so, not saying that they're a bad person. They're not. They were just a fucking terrible boyfriend. Like, I hate when people are like, oh, they're so nice. And I'm like, I never said that they were mean. Like, I never said that. I said that they were fucking a terrible boyfriend. They were not a good one. Like, you want, maybe not to me. They were not to me. Hopefully to you, they will be a good boyfriend. But I highly doubt that you'll fucking like him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people, you don't start liking somebody truly, and I feel like this with women, until you get to know them and what they like to do and how they turn you on and blah, 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 and all that stuff. But I didn't fucking like this person initially. Like, that's not how that worked. Like, and it's very different for women. For men, men will be like, oh my god, they're visually super fucking attractive. I think they're super hot. I really like them. No, you don't. You fucking think they're attractive. You know? I was at the gym yesterday. I told you guys that. And my friend came in and I was like, he was like, you need a hug. I was like, yes, I fucking do. And he was talking about how he liked one girl and he saw this other girl and he was like, oh, she's attractive and I'm attracted to her. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, yeah, there's a difference though. I really, really like this girl. You know, I like this girl. And I was like, yeah, but you must be attracted to her too. And he's like, yes, but that girl I'm only attracted to. And I was like, I like the differentiation. Like, good job. I'm proud of you. Because you can find somebody attractive and not like them. That's how it be. Sometimes it's just how it be. But the person you like, obviously, you're probably going to find them attractive. For a woman, it's usually like, he's medium ugly. I don't know. He's okay. But anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Whenever you're listening to this, morning, afternoon, night, evening, I'm happy that you exist, and I'm happy that you take the time to listen to me rant about long-distance relationships, even though I'm not in one. I'm definitely not in one. But I know that if I were to ever be in one, there's definitely things that I, like, require from a person, and if you just are not doing it, then clearly this is not gonna work out. And I will gracefully and quietly leave your life. Like, there's a song that I recently listened to, and I'm, like, in love with it. I can show it to you, too. Let me see. I will sing it for you, actually. It's called Made For Me by Mooney Long. I'm gonna sing some of it. I don't even care. I love your perfume. Can you hear it? I thought I was immune. Been around this room. Can't help but see the traces of you. This moment is surreal. I can't put into words how I feel. Twin, where have you been? Nobody knows me like you do. Nobody gonna love me quite like you. And even deny it every time I try it. One look in my eyes, you know I'm lying, lying. Skin to skin, I'm never gonna love like this. You were made for me. Said you were made for me. Think you were made for me. It's so cute. It's so cute. Anyways, I just wanted to sing that, and hopefully I don't get copyrighted. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week, because clearly this is important to me, and I keep telling everybody that this is important to me. I like a dude whose name I can't tell you, but ooh, it's okay. Anyways, yeah. Anyways, if you want to talk to me, you better fucking text back. Okay. Love you guys. Bye. Have a wonderful day, night, morning again. And if you want to ever get in touch with me, my Instagram, my Snapchat, my fate. No. My Instagram, my Snapchat, some other things. It's all Filipina Vlogs. FilipinaVlogz. So yeah. Mahal kita. I'll talk to you guys next week. Okay, bye. Thank you.